You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome into the final hour of Robbie and Rex Road on this kind of gnarly Monday morning with some snow in the area, some bad drivers out there because of the snow in the area. At least that's what I think all three of us experienced at one point or another on the way in this morning. So hope everyone stays safe out there as still coming down a little bit. And we now go to Darren McFarland. Standing by, he joins us on Robbie and Rex Road every Monday morning here at 9 a.m. to talk all things Preds, as Darren is the pre- and post-game host of the Predators Radio Network. Darren, how we doing?
Exactly. Sitting down, actually, not standing. Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Darren McFarland sitting by.
Sitting by. It is beautiful outside. It's this is a very phony statement because I don't have to drive in it, but, man, it's awesome. This is now two, I think, the last three Mondays I've sat here and talked to you guys, and it's been snowing in Rutherford County, and it's just awesome.
I'm about over this winter stuff.
Well, you know, it is the first day of February, so it's probably close to leaving.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow we find out, right? Tomorrow we find out from Phil.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow is Punxsutawney Phil Day. See, unfortunately today, for the kids, not gnarly enough to even get a delay. They were real hopeful last night.
I mean, even the threat of snow didn't keep them out of school today. Really? No. I mean, the threat of snow has all counties close school.
I've seen it before, but I don't know.
Okay.
Should kids this year really be trying to, you know, wish for a day off?
Like, exactly. Really?
I mean, really? Like, you're going to, like, oh, man, we got to go to, like, really? You're like, if my kid did that today, I would have been like, get out of here, man.
Well, right. You go, like, weeks of, like, I want to be around people. And so you should actually be rooting against snow days, but there's just something in there that's just like, snow day, awesome,
right.
You know?
I know. You can't. I guess you can't turn it off as a kid, but come on. You've had a year where you've been home more than you've ever been home, so come on.
No kidding.
Get to school.
No kidding. So, Darren, Saturday night, the Preds drop one to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3. The Preds scored in the first period, late in the period, get on the board, then Tampa Bay pours it on in the second period, makes it 4-1, and then the Preds, too little, too late there in the third period, came close to tying it. But final score of 4-3. How did you see that one play out Saturday night?
I saw 64 minutes of penalties being called.
Oof.
34 on Nashville, 30 on Tampa.
But,
I did see that.
Why are they calling that on Matthew Olivier? I've been on this like all morning. Why is that a penalty on Olivier and nobody else? He has blood on his visor.
Yeah, it was a... That was a hard one to figure out.
Looked like he was in the movie Braveheart, and then he's the only one getting the penalty.
Yeah, I don't know. And it looked like initially it was a high stick, but I guess it wasn't the high stick. It was the cheap shot, from what I can tell. It wasn't the high stick. It was the cheap shot that he got, which created the blood, but yet he was in the box. So I don't know. I didn't think it was that officiating crew's best performance ever.
They were at least consistent.
They were consistent. Do I think it changed the outcome of the game? No, I don't think it changed the outcome of the game. But, I mean, the Predators got to find a way to win a road game, right? They've got to find a way to not give up power play goals on the road, and we'll see if they can do that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, do you take anything out of the fight back there, Darren? I mean, obviously it looked like the game was getting away from them. They got some late goals. They made a push, but still – really struggling to manufacture enough, you know, 5-on-5 opportunities, it seems like, with this team. I mean, how do you come away from that game?
Well, if you're asking me, Joe, personally, yeah, I like this team. I like watching this team. I like the fight in this team. I like the pushback by this team. I mean, it's no secret. I've said it many times this offseason. Last year's team was just too soft. It just was. And I know that comes off mean, but it was just too soft. And there was no pushback, and there didn't seem to be any fighting. It seemed like you could do whatever the heck you wanted to do to either the goalie or a player on the team, and it was, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody to come to their aid. Not with this team. I like that. Now, I get it. To a certain point, you know, that's nice, but it is about results, and they've played 8 games, and they're 4 up and 4 down. So they're right down the middle. They're a 500 team, and I get it. I mean, at some point, if you're asking me this in game 42, right, and they're 21-21, and I give you the same answer, you both are going to look at me and be like, okay, that's great. Okay, we get it. Like, it's different, and that's nice, but it is about the results. And if it doesn't change the results, then it's just for your own self-gratification. So I'm just asking you I'm answering it selfishly, saying I like this fight in this team. This team doesn't take any crap from anybody. And it's been a while since we've seen one of those teams, and I like that. And so do I think that eventually they'll get rewarded for that? I hope so. Because I think, ultimately, if you're going to get in the playoffs, that's what you need. You need that edge. You need that grit. You need pushback in the playoffs. And so far, I like that. They've got to tone down the penalties. But here's the other part. I mean, and they got it going Friday night with 2 power play goals, right? Or Saturday night. These days are running at Saturday night. This year, by the way, is jacked. The days they never played, they play, all the time now. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, they're getting opportunities. Like, they are drawing penalties, right? I mean, it's not like the other team keeps getting 8 power plays and the Predators get 1 or none. Like, they're getting their fair share of power play opportunities too. So if they're going to have to kill off a lot, but they're also going to get the chance to take advantage of the man advantage, then they're going to have to put more power plays in the back of that. They have 4 now on the year, but they'll have to take advantage of that more. Special teams is going to be critical moving forward.
Darren McFarland here with us on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So, Darren, through 8 games, they are 4-4. Has anything really surprised you about this start for the Preds now that we're, an eighth the way through the season?
Not really. I mean, I knew Matthew Olivier was going to be like this. I told everybody, watch out. Matthew Olivier is going to be a force to be reckoned with. In the scrimmage, I was like, who is that keeps scoring? Matthew Oliver? No, that's Olivier. Matthew Olivier. No, I mean, he's been a pleasant surprise, right? The fourth line has been a lot of fun to watch with Richardson, Trennan, and Olivier. I like that. I'll be curious to see with Callie Yarncroke back in the fold where they put him. Is there any surprises? No, not really. I mean, I wouldn't say that anything is off base. I mean, I think we all kind of have the same feelings. There are certain players that, need to get going. But other than that, surprised that the penalty kill has been like this. But surprise? No. This is about where I thought they would be. I think it's probably going to play out this way. They're going to be fighting probably for that final spot. And right now it kind of looks like it's still very, very early and a lot of things can happen. But it does kind of seem like Tampa and Carolina and Dallas are just a little bit different than everybody else. I hope I'm wrong with that, because that's 3 spots taken. That leaves, Nashville and Columbus and Florida and those teams fighting for that last spot. So I hope that's not the case, but that's kind of what it looks like, at least early on.
Okay, how about your surprise level and approval rating on Todd Downing and Shane Bowen as the Titans' 2021 coordinators, Darren?
Oh, boy. look, I've said this. I said it all last week. This is Mike Vrabel, okay? This is his hire, and I'm not going to tell people who they should hire, because, quite honestly, if I don't have firsthand knowledge, who am I to say? I mean, if I haven't been around somebody, like, I'm just not going to be. I think too many times here, especially of late, we all want to play like, it's like we know, and, who are we? All these people that fill in the blank name, they should be the next head coach. Based on what? What do you know? Because you're regurgitating what national media tells you? No thanks. I'm not going to do that. Just because somebody's on a platform and others have followed, and they're, this person should get hired. Well, you don't have a clue whether this person should get hired or not. Ultimately, it's up to the people that are making the decision. And in this case, it's up to Mike Vrabel, and he knows those guys better than most. I mean, are you asking me would I have done that? No, I wouldn't have done that, because it just doesn't feel good. Shane Bowen was the de facto defensive coordinator last year. I don't know why he had such a hard time just telling everybody. Why did he wait to the end. If that's his guy, why didn't he identify him as his guy? So I already have a problem with that to begin with, because Mike Vrabel saying, I trust him, but not enough to tell everybody, right? It's just me saying I trust him, but I don't really want to tell anybody that I trust him to be the defensive coordinator. So we're going to keep this quiet and keep this behind the scenes. And then at the end of the year, when things went really, really poorly, I'm going to come out and say, guys, back off, okay? It was just a title. He was the defensive coordinator all year. He's been doing everything. Why didn't you tell us that from the get-go, Mike? Why? So, I mean, you know, I get it. People are not going to be pleased with that hire. But ultimately, Joe, who am I? I'm not around Shane Bowen. I don't know. Mike Vrabel knows better than me. If he really feels that strongly about Shane Bowen, then fine. Then let it play out. Now that he's officially slapped the tag on him, then let's see how the defense looks this upcoming season. I suspect it'll be better. The question is, what level will be better? It can't really get worse, can it? I mean, that's what we all have to ask ourselves. As for Downing, I don't know. I heard Jason Fitz on the afternoon show on, what was it, Friday, Porth? And Fitz, he didn't really have – I know he's a big Raiders fan, and he didn't exactly paint a flattering picture of his one-year stint as the offensive coordinator for the Raiders. It was not a flattering picture. And he is – and the reason I bring this up is because both of you know, I mean, he's a glasses-half-full kind of guy, right? I mean, he tends to be more on the positive side and looking for the good. And for him to come on our airwaves and really not have anything good to say about Downey as an offensive coordinator in the year with the Raiders – did have me pause. But going back to what you said, or what I said earlier, Joe, I don't know. If Vrabel feels this strongly, who am I to tell him, like, that's not who you should hire? Would I have hired probably from the outside? Yes. If it was me, I would have brought in people from the outside. But it's not me. It's him. So now we'll just get to see if he was right and we were all wrong, or see how this plays out, and then we'll discuss.
So, Darren, we had somebody text in earlier this morning. I have not brought up this text yet because we've had so many on the coordinator situation. But one individual saying, Downing will have the most pressure. Fans already know what to suspect from Bowen. The offense cannot sputter. So, Darren, do you feel like there's going to be more pressure on Todd Downing or Shane Bowen?
I think there's going to be equal pressure. It's a good point. I understand where they're going with that. Because it is true, because the offense was the bright, bright, bright spot. It's what we all gravitated towards, right? I mean, if you're going to talk about something that was going well, other than the wins, which is great, but the offense was the big reason for the wins. And so we tended to talk so much about the offense and Arthur Smith and, you know, how they just scored at an alarming rate. They're going to have to keep it some type of pace, even if the defense is better, because the defense, for them to quiet down on the offensive side, would have to just go leaps and bounds and just have to just take this drastic, you know, leap forward into what they look like. Like I said, I think they'll be better. The question is, will it be better? Will better be enough to have them at the level they were at this past year, where they win double-digit games and win another division title? I think equally, because nobody agrees with the Bowen. I mean, it's the masses have spoken, and they don't agree with the Bowen, and I get that higher. I think there'll be equal pressure because the offense was so good. So I understand that statement, Ryan, but to me, if either one of them sputters, if either one of them is bad, people are going to go nuts. Yep. And they're not going to just gear it towards that coordinator. They're going to gear it towards Vrabel as well.
And it would be well-deserved, in my opinion.
Well, if it's his hire, right? If he's standing up saying, yeah, these are my guys, they are I'm the reason they're in this position, then yeah, then he'll have to feel that heat.
Earlier in the show, I said the fact that Shane Bowen is now the DC, for me, provides zero patience for him to get this right next season. Like, if we're 4 to 5 games into this and they still can't breathe on an opposing quarterback – and can't get any pressure, can't get sacks,
can't get off the field,
right, then I'm going to be completely out on Shane Bowen being the DC of this team, because he was essentially the DC this year, and we saw what happened. I mean, almost every statistical category went in the wrong direction, almost in an extreme way. So
yeah, I don't think I don't think the fan base will be patient.
No.
We can say pack your patience, but I don't think they're going to pack it. It'll be a carry-on item only. They will not check it in. I can tell you that.
I have not heard pack on your patience in in a little bit, so that got me. Darren McFarland, you can hear him coming up at 10 a.m. with Darren, Donick, and Chase, and you can hear him tonight pregame at 5 and then face off at 6 as the Nashville Predators take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Darren, thank you as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Darren McFarland joining us here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, Stafford to the Rams, Goff to the Lions, and what does this mean for the Colts? All of that coming up next. Casey Alexander, Belmont basketball coach, joins us at 9:30. All of that coming up on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.